glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 40, verse 5, one of my favorites and a foundational verse that God put on my heart many years ago to launch the Singing Men of GNN. But this is Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And that's going to be true of today's broadcast, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Joining me is board member Doug Reichert. And I mentioned this yesterday as I gave a quick overview of what happened with Huntley Brown coming to town, the Singing Men of GNN singing and declaring the wonders of God, and the Calvary Academy. That choir was wonderful, those sweet angelic voices of those high school girls. And there were two token boys, but I think about 16 women, young women, and then the two young men. But it was a glorious occasion, and I asked Doug, could he join me today? Because I want to recount for you some of the ways God answered prayer and how he showed up and the enthusiasm and the encouragement. But I began with a verse that God had put on my heart about 24 years ago, prior to launching the Singing Men of GNN. It was a verse that I was reading out at our radio tower. I had the practice of always reading a couple chapters in the Bible before I would work. And I came across this chapter on a Saturday, and actually I read a couple chapters before this because my goal was get out to the tower, work hard, and get home. And so I thought to myself, I kind of justify, you don't have to do your scripture reading, don't be a Pharisee about it, just get out there, work, and then get home. But something stirred in my heart, and God said, get into my scriptures. And so I read Psalm 38, 39, and I came across Psalm 40, and it was as if he said, gather men together to sing and declare my wonders. And I thought, but Lord, I've never been in a choir. I'm not musically inclined. I'm a good organizer, but how would this happen? And he just said, gather some men that are gifted and get together and begin singing and declare my wonders. So some of you have heard this story. I've told it in different venues over the years, but I wanted to share it with everyone today because we saw God show up in a variety of ways through the volunteer efforts, through the coordinating all the details and the logistics and the setup to actually presenting and singing. And so, Doug, I'm sure you have a number of takeaways, and there's a lot of people, because this was a huge team effort. There was many of us, and thank you, God, for Calvary Church and Pastor Mark Johnson and Tina Antonacci, how they helped streamline things. But it all began with an idea. You and I had talked about it. Bring in unity, bring in the churches together, and encouraging people from different denominations, life experiences to come together. And I thought of Huntley Brown. He'd be a great bridge builder, taking steps forward, and then you ran with it, and you really helped set up some things. So from your perspective, were your prayers answered, and how did you see God show up?
Well, it was a wonderful event, and it's not the end of our unity. It's the beginning of where we're going to go from here. Mm-hmm. So we had the idea that a lot of churches are such that they are a bit isolated, and they work well within their own four walls, but our vision, our dream was to just bring people together. And Sunday night, we probably had at least 35 different churches represented. Mm-hmm. Had eight ushers from eight different churches. And as you mentioned, the Academy, a choir there, they were just beautiful and wonderful. So the event itself was great, great fun. And the idea of the fact that we look forward to doing these things in the future, and all of our listening audience, stay tuned for upcoming events.
Yeah, you may have seen a number of posts, or I commented on a lot of people that posted photographs, and I put in the link of yesterday's broadcast where we had interviewed Huntley Brown a few years ago, but it was so relevant and appropriate, and he talked about Romans chapter 10, and so I shared that on a lot of people's Facebook posts. and then also on my page. But God really showed up in a number of unique ways as we were praying that God would bring people together. And they hung out afterwards, many people in that beautiful church, that sanctuary lobby, and the food and coffee bar area, and just talking, and all those photographs with people lining up to be with Huntley Brown. He sold a ton of CDs. I was shocked at how many sold, but the evening was high energy. If you've ever seen Huntley Brown perform and present, he's all in, and he hit the keyboard with passion, with enthusiasm. I thought the singing men did really great.
They did, yes.
And that Academy Choir, those sweet voices. So basically, Pastor Mark Johnson opened up the evening, and we had asked him, share about his vision for unity, because he sent us a great email. He said, you know, it's been tried before, and he's really hoping that this can be like a stepping stone, a beginning of a new awareness for all of us. We have so much in common with Jesus. Let's focus on those things, and let's just build on it. Let's unify. That's one of the things you told me off air. You said, Mark, with all these different churches and the conversations and new friends, you were saying how some of the people hadn't seen each other because they're at different churches or different parts of the city, and you saw some really good connections.
They had a great time, and it is so wonderful to find people that you haven't spoken to in a while and to see them and catch up with how they're doing and know that they still care about you and that they work together on different projects. Yes, it was a really wonderful time. And I'd like to talk about our four sponsors, if I may, for a moment. And it was a unified effort there, and this goes back a month, 6 weeks. It's just an idle conversation, and then all of a sudden we realized that we were on to something here. And WLUJ, that's 89.7 on your FM dial.
You had everyone recite that. Give me an 8.
Yeah.
Give me a 9. Give me a 0.7.
Well, it is such a blessing to our community, and I hope you guys listen to it often and suggest your friends to get good biblical counseling and also great Christian music to come from that venue and the work that was done on behalf of promoting this. And we haven't had official head count turned into us yet, but it seems like there's 300 to 400 guests attending our event Sunday evening, and hopefully you listeners will be involved in our next effort. So WLUJ did a wonderful job to promote this with ads and with a lot of community awareness and stuff. And we couldn't say enough about Calvary Church. They opened their doors, had their staff there for hospitality and for so much attention. And a beautiful venue. Auditorium there holds 800 people, and we had it at least half full. So it was just really, really exciting to see the people coming. And they just kept coming, and they just kept coming. And they had such a good time that they weren't anxious to leave and get out the door.
And I want to jump in here because Pastor Mark Johnson, and it happens to be his daughter, Tina, they were not only thorough and effective, but the follow-up, the attention to details, hands-on, and that was a shocker because when we were thinking, okay, we got the concept, a unity concert, I got Huntley Brown coming in, but we need a location. And you said, Mark, let me go to work on that. The next day you said, it's a done deal, we can move forward. They just want an outline, an overview, they want to understand the vision and everything. And within a few days of texting and emails back and forth, they were like, this sounds great. It's going to be God honoring. And so they were all in, and they provided security and oversight and assistance and greeters. And you all worked together. And I met early with the sound engineer and their executive director of their worship. So we had Dan and David involved, staff members there, and Tina showed up. And it was like, this is a well-oiled machine, but all to God's glory. And I just was fascinated. They were eagles. I've been calling you one of my eagle board members because you're so hands-on and involved and gifted.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. So you're hopefully an eagle is a very positive thing. You're not like pigeon. You're not just like a bird. An eagle, you're soaring. I've talked about this. When you need an eagle, hire an eagle. Don't try to hire a duck and train them to be an eagle. Well, anyways, there's some breakdown, but you're an eagle, and I appreciate the Eagle team at Calvary Church.
Well, it was a team effort, and it was just so rewarding to have that body of Christ together. Mark had shared, and I may be repeating on this, about, you know, we got Man's Church, and they're interested in protecting their territory and just within their four walls. And then you have God's Church, where people want to work together and realize that we're all connected, every single one of us. And it's a wonderful thing when we get together and praise God and worship God and share stories of things that are going well. And this concert is one that people that were able to be with us will likely remember it as one of their favorite events the rest of their life. The music was that good. The fellowship was that great. Also, I want to say a couple more about sponsors we had. Ministerial Alliance here of Springfield, Illinois, is an organization of wanting to have pastors come together, also lay leaders come together in order to do community events to draw people together to the glory of God. And also, one of my favorites is Businessmen in Christ, and Bernie Lutchman is our president and made some really wonderful remarks last Sunday evening. And our motto is, it's all about discipleship, outreach, and service. So on the second Saturday of every month for over 20 years now, we have a men's breakfast at Pizza Ranch. All men are welcome to attend and check it out, see if it's something that they enjoy. And typically 40, 50 men from 20 different churches come with that. And then beyond the monthly breakfast is we do different activities such as help promote this Unity concert, have a golf outing, have other charity events that we work with. Know that outreach is an important thing, so we're very focused on that, with feeling that isolation is not a good thing.
Bad.
Yeah, so you guys that sometimes are a little hesitant or whatever, that want to join things, then it's much better to do that than to be isolated. And then third is the service aspect. And, you know, the Bible is very clear about, well, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works. And faith without works is, a lot of you people know that verse coming out of James. Faith without works is dead. So it's a great pleasure and honor to do things in Christ's name. So we thank our sponsors that helped us put this together and pull it off, and look forward to our next event.
And another plug for the Businessmen in Christ, affectionately known as BMIC. I've attended, I think, the last six or seven times out of eight, so I'm almost always there. It's once a month, the second Saturday, open to men of all walks of life, denominations, life experiences. I always have trouble trying to explain it, because it's like a breakfast, because it starts right around 8 in the morning, 8 to 9-ish, and there's a speaker and a devotional thought. What do they call it? Bernie's what that thing is?
High energy. Blast.
Bernie's Blast.
Yeah, great teaching, great biblical teaching.
But then there's chicken and salad and pizza and fixin', but it's really kind of like a lunch too, but we're eating about 9:30-ish, and lots of great fellowship time. But men, if you're interested, is there a website or a way for them to know?
Thank you, Bart. Businessmen in Christ, and they can archive and see our previous speakers and hear some of the messages designed for men to, once again, disciple them, try to get them to do outreach and invite other people to whatever it may be. Maybe just invite them to a cup of coffee, or maybe invite them to your church, or maybe invite them to a sporting event. But we're made as people in God's image to just flourish together. We're much stronger together.
Yeah, and there's usually, I would say, 35 to about 60 men that show up. Lots of great fellowship and conversation. And I think four or five of your speakers have then been my future speakers at our ministry leaders luncheon. And so very capable individuals that love the Lord. Bernie makes sure that they're biblically sound and have a message to share to equip us all to be more effective in our callings. So that's the second Saturday of each and every month. And you can find out more at businessmeninchrist.com. So you guys were sponsors and helped. The Springfield Ministerial Alliance was supportive. And obviously, as mentioned, Calvary Church, I can't say enough about them, and all their efforts were phenomenal and a blessing to all. But Huntley Brown, we went out to eat after the concert, a number of us with Huntley, and he was still enthusiastic. And some of the people at that corral, what's it called?
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Right next to Pizza Ranch.
Huge buffet. And so we shared Robert and talk some more. And then I send him the link to the morning program on Monday, because I said, Huntley, I know we recorded this some years ago, but it was about scripture memory, it was about the passion for the lost. And so if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it's a good one, because Huntley shares a lot of different things about his faith journey, life story, and the believability that there is a God that loves you and cares for you. So you can locate that program at wluj.org, also greatnewsradio.org, under the Mark and Friends tab, and then just look for Monday's program. And I think it's titled Meet Huntley Brown in Romans chapter 10. And you can listen to that at your convenience. And then today's program, say you came in the middle of it and you didn't hear what we were talking about, just stop by wluj.org, greatnewsradio.org, the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to it. But it was a glorious occasion where Huntley used his gifts, his talents, and he, I won't say performed, because he presented to God's glory. And then he had us all singing. Did you go to bed Sunday night or Monday, wake up, joy, 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 joy?
And a big smile on my face.
And yeah, it was so fun. The Calvary Academy Choir, they were sitting in front of the singing men. And when he was playing certain songs, that youthful energy, and they were clapping along, and they were like getting into it. And I was talking to the singing men. I said, look at that youth there. They were inspired, and it was a blessing. And then when we closed out, when Huntley added a couple extra songs, we were going to close out with Amazing Grace. And then we went into, I think, two or three other songs, but they were clapping, and I mixed them up. I said, hey, get on to the risers with us. And so we were all mixed. Some of you might have seen the photographs on a Facebook post, but at the end, we all were just on the risers, and it was fun having these 15, 16, 17-year-old youthful, especially the young gals with those high voices and sopranos, and it was like, wow, I think it really enhanced. How did it sound in the audience?
Well, they're very talented. In Calvary Academy, they teach those youth choir classes every day. It's not something they just come after school occasionally, but they know worshiping God is something that's very important. And it was just really a great thing to testify and about this and to witness it and see it. In fact, when we first kind of started planning this Unity concert, we were seeking diversity, and we got it. We had probably 300 or 400 people, and it's a case that a lot of those folks, you know, they went to church on Sunday morning, and they do that regularly. God bless them. And it's a case to now get the body together with young and old and so many different churches represented. But yet for 2 hours, we just had a wonderful time.
Yeah, we're seeing the variety of people, and blacks and whites and Asians and Hispanic, and hugging on each other. And, you know, Jessie, she's always a ball of fire, got to hug on her, and just friends that brought other friends, and people like, this is the first time we've heard the singing men. So I know many were like, wow, that's some powerful voices with the men. And then Huntley Brown, many people echoed, I've never seen somebody attack the piano like him. I mean, he's passionate, he's all over the keyboard. And then the way Huntley Brown just presented and interacted with the audience and pointed eyes towards God to give him all the credit. And he brought some like video footage of when he was in, I think, Ukraine or different venues where there was 60, 70, 100,000 people. And he's always been passionate about whether it's before 100,000 people or 30 people. We're here to praise the Lord together. And so he was a great delight. And I think we'll have him back at some point to share his musical artistry. And so thank you for those of you that prayed up, and there was a generous offering taken. It was a love offering, so we hope to offer another venue like this in the coming days and bring us all together for God's glory. And it just seemed like so many facets came together.
Yes, and our next invite for our community is on a Thanksgiving program. This will be on Sunday afternoon, November the 19th at 4 o'clock. Our entire community is invited to St. AME Church. about 15th and Capitol. And you can find more details with the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield.com, also through contacting Mark here at the station.
So that's Sunday, November 19th at 4 p.m., and it's kind of a service that we're just wanting to bring everyone together to worship the Lord. Yeah. So go to your church that Sunday morning and then head over to the St. John's AME Church in Springfield so you can kind of make it into a road trip or a family event. Close out your Sunday afternoon. This will begin at 4 p.m., and we'll be saying more about it in the coming days, but we just want to keep making further gains where we come together, we worship the Lord Jesus, we lift his name on high, and we celebrate what we have in common. We have so much more in common than the few things that we might have preferences or differences on. So let's continue to pray that God will do a work. And as you know, Doug, the world is watching, and so when Blacks and whites and Asians and Hispanics and the people of the church can come together, it really models what Jesus asked all of the believers, the followers of him, to do, to be united, to be one in him. And he's one with the Father, with the Spirit. And so I think that would be revolutionary when people would see, why are they all coming together? What's behind all that? That's amazing. We've never seen that happen before. And so let's model that.
Yes, that reminds me of a dear friend that many of us have. That's Nate Randall. Mm. Hi, Nate. Mm-hmm. And he's the chaplain for Businessmen in Christ. Recently, he was sharing his testimony on a service project. We were over at the Outlet Boys Mentoring Program. You want to check that out. But Nate was sharing that he has friends, and he sees them as friends, and then he wonders if they're black or white. Mm. But he sees them as a friend first. And then I'd like to also share a Bible verse with everybody this morning, and that's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7, and that you would be encouraged by Paul saying to Timothy, God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and self-control. So we're called to be bold and courageous and to outreach and to encourage and to guide others, whether we're mentoring a young Timothy or whether we're dealing with raising our family and working with our coworkers. So God bless each of you wonderful listeners, and hopefully we'll see you frequently and often at Joint Ventures.
Amen and amen. Well, Doug, thank you for being a part of our radio board. Thank you for all the behind-the-scenes work. You delivered food and set it up and did some cooking behind the scenes, and the many people that helped make this a glorious occasion. And we look forward to the different ways God's going to work at this special gathering on Sunday, November 19th in Springfield, and the other things that he's doing in your church, in your life this very day. Be open to his prodding, to his leading. If he puts somebody on your heart or on your mind, follow up. Don't let it be, oh yeah, I'll get back to them. Follow up on it immediately. Write them that day or call them up or text them. God usually prods us for certain reasons. Maybe they need your prayer. Maybe they need your encouraging word or just your touch, your pat on the back, or a simple call could make an eternal difference. So thank you, God, for using Doug, using Calvary Church, the Singing Men, the Calvary Academy Choir, Huntley Brown, and all the people that made it worthwhile, the greeters, the people that helped with the offering, the setup team, the teardown team, the hospitality team, the greeters, those that were stationed at the tables, all the different people that brought it all together. We thank you, God, for them, and we thank you, God, for the Lord Jesus. May we walk in cadence with his leading today. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Doug Reihert with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.